Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Amen. You know what grumpy pastors call this Sunday? Low Sunday. Last Sunday, Easter, everybody's in church and everything's celebrated, and then this Sunday. But you know better. This is not after Easter. This is the second Sunday of Easter. And why do we have so many Sundays in Easter? Because we need to practice new life. You are free. You have eternal life. You have a resurrected life. You are beloved by God. God is always with you. You will never lose God. And this takes practice because we are sometimes under the illusion, especially when life comes at us and it gets tough, that God is absent. We doubt the resurrection. But see, that's why we need practice. Practice. It's like when you're swimming. My son was a swimmer at NA. He got up 5 o'clock in the morning and practice. Practice to get to whippials. Practice, practice. You have to practice. You who are going to get married, you got to practice your relationship. Practice romance. Practice loving each other. You know, people in the church need to practice the faith. That's why you need the Bible as your guide, and you need to hear the word. So this is the second Sunday in Easter. Happy Easter. We continue in the Easter joy. But you know that the freedom of Easter is not widely known. You know what the most prolific investments you can make in today's economy? Do you know what it is? Prolific investment you can make today. In security systems. National security, personal security, social security, home security, financial security, internet security. Today's gospel that you just heard, the disciples were practicing disciple security. They saw what happened to Jesus. The government got him. The religion got him. They crucified him. They sealed his tomb. And they could be next. So they locked themselves in the room. Oh, yeah, the two women had said he is risen, Mary Magdalene, the other Mary. And Peter, he even saw the empty tomb. But bodily resurrection? From a distance, they saw Jesus suffer. They saw him die. They heard his last breath, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And he breathed his last. They knew the desolation of Saturday. But Sunday, he's risen. Now, they might have escaped the Sanhedrin, the Jewish ruling body in Jerusalem, for a while. They may have escaped Pilate and the Roman soldiers for a while, but guess what? They can't escape Jesus. Remember that old Kool-Aid commercial? Here I am, ha-ha. Well, there's Jesus. He busted through their doors, and he's there present, and he showed them, look, it's me. Here's my scars. You saw me. I got crucified. Here's when they put the spear in my side. It's me. And they said, wow, it is you. You are risen bodily from the dead, and you're here. Wow-wee. And they started to rejoice, and they celebrated. Thomas wasn't with them. He wasn't. That was the church, the original church. He wasn't in church that Sunday. But he came back. Did Jesus give up on him? How does Jesus feel about doubting people? He loves them. How does he feel about hateful people? He loves them. How does he feel about you as a sinner? He loves you. How does he feel about me as can't even drive on Duncan Road? He loves me. He loves me. And he takes these frightened, scared to death, terrified disciples, and he makes them new people. He says, as the Father has sent me, so now I send you. And he doesn't give them a mission. He doesn't say, do this, without first giving them the equipment they need, the energy they need, the power they needed to do this. So what did he do? He breathed on them the breath of God. This is the same spirit, the breath, the ruach, the pneuma of God that we hear in Genesis 1. The spirit moved over the waters and made order out of chaos. The same spirit that God blew into the dirt man, Adam, Adama, dirt, red dirt, and made him into a human being. The same spirit at Pentecost, and the same spirit he breathed into you as you were baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He breathed into them the Holy Spirit. Now, he gives them 10 short words. He says to them, now, as the Father has sent me, as this the God man Jesus was sent by God, so now you are the God people. I send you 10 words. And he breathed on them, and they had an early Pentecost. See, up to this time, they had followed Jesus. They were disciples of Jesus. They were literally students, and Jesus was the teacher. They were the followers, and Jesus was the master. But their focus was how to live as Christ's students and friends. And so they were with Jesus. Some scholars said 1 year. Some would say 3 years. But he saw how he prayed, how he preached, how he ate, how he slept, how he went to the bathroom. They saw everything about him, how he taught people, how he lived, how he treated people, foreigners, Samaritans, centurions, Romans, the ones that are, occupied the country, how he treated them. It was constant. It was love. It was love. But now, in the power of Christ's Spirit, they moved from being disciples to apostles. Apostolos in Greek means those who are sent out, those who have a mission to send out, people who are chosen to be Christ's hands in the world, Christ's eyes, Christ's feet, Christ's voice, ambassadors of Christ. Ambassadors, literally the one who represents Christ in the world. An ambassador, like an American ambassador to China or to Canada, wherever, they represent America. You represent, the disciples represented Jesus Christ to the people. And today, we, through the Holy Spirit, like them, receive peace. Right order with God and each other. Joy, life, possibilities, imagination, forgiveness, all the gifts of the Spirit. At the same time, when the peace and joy of Christ comes to us, it fortifies us for a purpose. All of Jesus' ministry was love is a verb. Love does something. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive. Love one another as I have loved you. You know, it's to be passed on. And to thank the Lord and sing his praise, huh? Tell everyone what he has done. That's just not a song. It's not just get pumped up and clap our hands. It's to energize us to do it, just like the disciples, because we are the disciples of 2023 at St. Paul's, to become apostles, but especially to send the good news to those who are dearest to God's heart. We're dear to God's heart, but the dearest to God's heart are the hungry, are the naked, are the homeless, are the prisoners. To give a cup of cold water to someone who's thirsty, to care for the sick, they're so special to God. To welcome the stranger that other people might not like. Oh, that's a so-and-so. No, that's a child of God. And to follow Jesus, to be in the covenant, means to follow Jesus' word, to welcome them. That's why we're called St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church. Huh? Evangelical. Share the good news. Share the joyful news. Welcome people. Hospitality. And we also are called to be apostles, because apostles are called to be good stewards of the God's gifts of the Holy Spirit. How do you use your gifts, your life, to the glory of God? For the greater glory of God, to share the gospel of God, to be faithful in using those gifts, to love your neighbor, to be the church that are ambassadors. So when people see you, they say, wow, There's something about you. I was visiting Janine and her mother, Jean Remick, and they're talking about two nuns that came over their house and were visiting with them. And when they were there, there was something holy about that visit, right? Something very special. He didn't forget that. When I came over, it wasn't there. But when the nuns were there, it was there. We are to be so full of the life of Christ and Easter that somehow people see there's something special about those people. There's something special. How do you live that way in the kind of world we live in? And you say, well, let me tell you about Jesus. Let me tell you about Jesus. That's the teachable moment. That's what these Sundays are about. These 50 days, the church called it mystagogy, to enter into the mystery of Easter. Oh, the world and their scientific and logical minds will say, that's baloney. No, but we know better because the Holy Spirit in our hearts teaching us in ways no one else can. Remember, Jesus said, I will give you the paraclete, the Holy Spirit, and he or she will teach you everything, everything. In our church family, each one of us is responsible to help to strengthen the congregation to grow in discipleship. Yeah, to have this beautiful church when people come in, the flowers and the candles, how beautiful it is. Have a beautiful property out there. And that's beautiful too. Once in a while we give water to people and have, but to be strengthened then as a people to spread out as how many? 30, 40 lights going into the world this week to show the different way that Christ is risen, to thank the Lord and sing his praise, to tell everyone what he has done. That's our responsibility. We are not called to save the world, but we are called to share our Savior. And just do that, God will do the rest. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.